This is VOA News. I'm Tommy McNeil. The death toll in Friday's mosque massacres in New Zealand has now risen to 50, even as families wait to hold funerals for those killed. Canterbury Police Commissioner Mike Bush said Sunday that the latest victim was discovered when police were recovering bodies from the mosques.
As of last night, we were able to take all of the victims from both of those scenes. And in doing so, we have located a further victim. So that brings the number of those who have died to 50.
Bush said the number of injured has also risen to 50, with two in critical condition. The main suspect, 28-year-old Australian Briton Harrison Tarrant, was remanded without plea on one charge of murder until his next court appearance April 5th. Meanwhile, graves were being dug for those killed in the attacks, but their bodies cannot be released to families because the investigation is ongoing. A Washington-based lawyer says a U.S. Navy veteran held in Iran, the first American known to be detained since President Donald Trump took office, has been sentenced to 10 years in prison. Mark Zaid told the Associated Press Saturday that Michael White was convicted on charges of insulting Iran's supreme leader and posting private information. Zaid says that he learned of the sentence from the State Department, which in turn learned it from the Swiss government, which looks over American interest in Iran. Iranian state media have not reported the sentence first reported by the New York Times. The Iraqi government has started exhuming a mass grave left behind by the Islamic State group in the northwestern Sinjar province, or region, I should say. The exhumation, which is being carried out with UN support, began Saturday. This is VOA News.